Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplick reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
The so-called progressive pride flag is flying over the Wisconsin State Capitol. The Brewers are hosting Pride Night next week. Stores are flaunting rainbow pride merchandise. News channels are replete with stories on LGBTQ plus communities and their agendas. Pride parades and drag queen events will take place across the state. All this and more has become almost a trademark of the beautiful month of June. But take heart. Thanks to some brave pro-family, pro-freedom leaders, we have an alternative to celebrate. Last June, conservative Princeton law professor Robert George launched Fidelity Month. On the Fidelity Month website, fidelitymonth.com, Mr. George writes, "By the authority vested in me by absolutely no one, I have declared June to be Fidelity Month, a month dedicated to the importance of fidelity to God, spouses and families, and our country and communities." The dictionary tells us fidelity is faithfulness to a person, cause, or belief demonstrated by continuing loyalty and support. Note that this is an idea that requires demonstration. It's not just an abstract concept. Robert George and others supporting Fidelity Month recognize that America needs a call to faithfulness, to fidelity, to the things that have sustained us and that have enabled us to be a free and prosperous people. Those things are, in priority order, a belief in and faithfulness to God, a commitment to strong marriages and families, the very bedrock of every society, and a dedication to our country and communities. How do we as Christians demonstrate fidelity to each of these? We start by worshiping God, privately and corporately. We're involved with and faithfully attend Bible-believing and Bible-teaching churches. We have family devotions, making sure the next generation comes to know and love God and His Son, Jesus Christ. We pray faithfully and fervently. Again, we do so publicly and privately. We actively trust God for all that we need, sending a powerful message to others who then see Him actually provide. When it comes to marriage and family, Christians should have the strongest marriages in a society, assuming they have made the Lord the center of their marriage. But in any marriage, faithfulness is imperative. Fidelity to the vows that were exchanged before God and witnesses on the wedding day. Faithfulness in raising a family that honors and serves the Lord and others. Fidelity in marriage, even in the tough times, is a powerful example to the next generation, encouraging them to seek the same in their marriages. So how do we demonstrate fidelity to our country and community? I think we start with being a good citizen. We vote in every election, and we do so knowledgeably and responsibly. We engage with our elected officials. We speak up when our community, state, or nation is going down the wrong path. We thank those who are doing the right thing and upholding our values. We do what we can to make sure the next generation understands that patriotism isn't wrong and that fidelity to our hometown, home state, and our home country isn't jingoism. Fidelity Month offers us an opportunity to focus on good things rather than just despair over and even despise what has been pushed so flagrantly in front of us in so many ways. Churches and families should plan to do even small things that show their fidelity to what is good and right. For instance, in my church this past Sunday, our pastor just calmly had everyone stand who has a June wedding anniversary. After the applause, he said, "I think June is a great time to recognize and celebrate God's plan for marriage between one man and one woman." I cheered my pastor. He was demonstrating fidelity to God and to marriage and family and was subtly pushing back against the pride idea. Many in the congregation probably didn't get all these connections, but what everyone saw and heard was a celebration of marriage and family done the way it's supposed to be. That's a powerful message, especially to young people. Each of us can be part of Fidelity Month by sharing the idea with family and friends, posting information about it on social media, and by demonstrating every day in our own lives fidelity to God, to marriage and family, and to our country and community. This is Jelaine Aplick for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplick, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.